Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and thank you for listening to us today. I am pleased to welcome you for this new podcast series hosted by the EU Japan Center for Industrial Cooperation. Each of the upcoming episodes will tell you more about the EU Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, and we'll be focusing on explaining some specific rules of origin with practical examples. I am very glad to have Roger Tene here with us. You might already know him as one of the experts of our previously released EPA webinar series. Mr. Tene is a fiscal expert who has been dealing with provincial origin for more than 20 years, not only in his own country as a public servant, controlling and giving assistance to economic operators, but also in different foreign countries as a speaker in several provincial origin workshops organized by the EU Commission. Before we start, please note that a visual support has been released along with this podcast. Feel free to consult it during or after this audio file. So without further ado, I will now leave the floor to Mr. Tene, who will tell you more today about the EPA's general tolerance rule.
So thank you, Mrs. Lalou. So welcome to this presentation on the general tolerances included in the economic partnership between the EU and Japan. We will not only go through the main requirements, but also through the specific requirements for the wholly obtained products. The general tolerance rule can potentially be applied when you do not fulfill the sufficient working rule of Annex 3B. The legal basis can be found in Chapter 3 of the Economic Partnership Agreement in Article 3.6. The whole text of this short, nevertheless very dense article is available on slide 5. The general tolerances apply only to chapters 1 to 49 and 64 to 97 of the harmonized system. This means that textiles are excluded. In other words, chapters 50 to 63 are excluded. The specific tolerances for textiles are explained in notes 6 to 8 of Annex 3A of the Economic Partnership Agreement and are also the subject of a specific podcast. When can the general tolerances be applied and what are the main requirements? In case of use of non-originating materials that, according to the specific working rule set out in Annex 3B, are not allowed to be used, these materials are nevertheless allowed to be used, provided that, and here two conditions have to be fulfilled, provided that the value of all those non-originating materials does not exceed 10% of the ex works or free on board selling price of the product. And the second condition is, provided that any of the percentages given in Annex 3B for the maximum value of the non-originating materials are not exceeded by virtue of this paragraph. To illustrate this, I have taken the example of a manufacturer of vacuum cleaners for which the sufficient working rule is change in tariff heading. Vacuum cleaners are classified in heading 8508 and I use non-originating spare parts also classified in the same heading 8508. So this means that I do not fulfill the sufficient working rule, which is change in tariff heading. But according to the general tolerance rule, the use of these not allowed spare parts is nevertheless allowed, provided that their value does not exceed 10% of the ex works or free on board selling price of the vacuum cleaner. This example is illustrated in slides 8, 9, and 10. And if after the check of the value of these not allowed non-originating materials, they find that their value does not exceed 10% of the ex works or free on board selling price, the vacuum cleaner can benefit from the preferential origin. The general tolerance rule cannot be applied when a percentage for the non-originating materials is already included in the sufficient working rule in Annex 3b. For example, let us take a manufacturer of a product of subheading 320611. The main rule is a change in tariff heading, but the sufficient working rule in Annex 3b contains already a tolerance for the use of raw materials of heading 3206. This tolerance is a value limit of 15% of the ex works or free on board selling price of the final product. And it is not allowed to add the general tolerance of 10% to that tolerance already specified in the sufficient working rule. So the conclusion of all this is that the general tolerance rule can only be applied with the following sufficient working rules: a simple change in chapter, a simple change in tariff heading, or a simple change in tariff subheading. The general tolerance rule can also be applied for wholly obtained products, but only in case the use of wholly obtained materials is a requirement in the sufficient working rule set out in Annex 3b. For instance, in case of export of plant products harvested in the EU territory, the whole shipment has to be wholly obtained. No tolerance is allowed. But in case, for instance, of a manufacturer of olive oil, even if the sufficient working rule in Annex 3b foresees that all the vegetable materials must be wholly obtained, the general tolerance rule can be applied. The use of non-originating olives is allowed, provided that their value does not exceed 10% of the ex works or free on board selling price of the product. Last particularity, but not the least one, the general tolerance rule of 10% by value may apply even when the list rule limits the use of non-originating materials by weight. This means that the limits expressed by weight in the list rule may be exceeded by application of the general tolerance rule of 10% by value. In other words, the producer has the choice. If he cannot fulfill the limit expressed in weight, he is allowed to check whether the tolerance rule of 10% by value could be fulfilled. So this ends the presentation of the general tolerances that apply, as I already said in the beginning, only to chapters 1 to 49 and 64 to 97 of the harmonized system. If your company is active in the field of textiles, a specific podcast is available. And in case you have additional questions, do not hesitate to mail them to the EU Japan Help Desk. Many thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tenney, for your expertise today. And as mentioned, should you have any questions about the EPI, the EU-Japan EPA and rules of origin, feel free to contact the EPA help desk of the EU-Japan Center. And of course, stay tuned for the release of our second episode next week. We hope to welcome you again very soon.